It's Wendy Snyder here along with Steve Bertrand. Bill Leff is back in the studio tomorrow with me. I just have a question for you. Can a guy just go on a run on a nice weathered December day, take his shirt off, and not be hounded by millions of women online? Ethan, how come all the women love you now? He's Ethan Renault. You were made famous by a quick little hit from one of the WGN TV reporters who just said, wow, it's warm outside. Here's a guy jogging with no shirt. And let's talk to him. And now you're a celebrity.
That's right. Yeah, I did not expect that at all. Honestly, I always run without a shirt on if it's above, like, you know, 40 degrees or so. And I guess this one time just happened to be caught on tape.
And, you know, it's really unbelievably warm for December here. I can't believe how warm it's been. And, you know, shirtless in the rain, not to say that I noticed you were glistening a little bit. not to notice
that. Glistening?
Yeah,
what's
he
that
was
about?
Glistening.
He was wet.
I'm going to be quiet. So, Ethan, so they just saw you running and you're shirtless and they said, okay, well, let's see what this guy's up to. They talked to you and just all of a sudden you threw in that you're single?
I actually told him ahead of time. I was like, hey, what if I said I was single? And Taman kind of chuckled and he was like, oh, that'd be funny. And so he kind of knew it was coming. I don't know if he thought I was serious or not, but I just... Yes. Yeah, so,
and are you single?
I don't know. Yeah, I still am.
You're still single, but here's the problem. You're jogging and glistening on the streets of Chicago, and now you live in Colorado, so you're back in Colorado today, right?
That's right, yep.
So what's a Chicago girl going to do? Because I just saw that, you know, perhaps you like kids very much, and... you're into photography.
Walks in the rain.
Nannying. I kind of need a nanny, I hate to tell you.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you a nanny?
Yeah, that's one of my jobs right now.
My dreams have just been answered. This is going to be a great Christmas. All right, so you're still single, but how many women have friended you on Facebook, on Twitter? You know, you're on every single news source there is as a super single celebrity now.
I know. It's, man, honestly, it's mind-boggling thinking about that and how 3 days ago, you know, I didn't even have a single girl on my mind to ask out. And I guess I still don't because there's just too many of them to choose from.
What's the craziest thing you've heard?
That a woman on the radio needs a nanny or a manny.
Both their kids are out of the house, by the way, Ethan.
not true.
Oh, so I just watch TV by myself all day.
Well, not if she has
you
her
like
way,
video but... games.
No, but so
from, like a dream job.
From the people you've heard from, what's the most outlandish thing you've heard?
Man, it's hard to say. There's a lot. Actually, I mean, everyone's always asking me about the most outlandish thing, but honestly, the coolest thing has been the response to my blog, EthanRenault.com, because that also has blown up, and people have been messaging me, and this might be even more surprising. They've been saying, you know, I came here expecting, like, some hot dude to just write about random things, but it actually changed my life, and some people have told me things that no one else even knows about themselves and things they've struggled with and wrestled with. And because of the things I've written about on my blog. So that's been a really cool avenue that this has kind of gone. I'm really happy about that.
Now, you just recently graduated from Moody Bible Institute here in Chicago.
That's right.
And you're serious about finding someone. How old are you, Ethan?
24.
Oh, God, you are still so young. But it's hard...
Everyone says
you are, and it's really hard to find that special someone. And now you're really going to have a tougher job because you know you're willing to look for a special woman and marry her before you take things to the next level. If you know what I'm saying, is that what your beliefs are?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what the word got out.
He is going to save himself till he gets married, which I think is a great thing.
Well, I'm that is a great thing.
Then why are you smiling embarrassingly?
I just was surprised at the way it came up. But that just speaks to what a good nanny she must think you are, Ethan, because she still wants you to come over.
No, but it is, you know. Shut up, Steve. Seriously. All right. So what to do? What do these young women do if they're interested in meeting you, aside from checking out your blog, which is EthanRenault.com?
That's right. Honestly, it's hard because on Facebook, my friend request box has been full ever since Sunday night. And, yeah, like, I keep going in and deleting all the guys who are trying to add me, and then it fills right back up. And so...
And you're looking for a woman. You're not looking for a guy, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Although I'm thinking that Pat Tomasulo and Paul Conrad looked a little enamored when they were talking to you, and it cracks me up because they're like, you know, we get this all the time when we exercise. They're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are funny. That was a fun interview.
And I saw on your Facebook page that, you have to be honest, you were taller than both of them?
About the same size as...
Paul.
As Paul.
Yeah.
But definitely several inches taller than Pat.
What's the temperature in Colorado today? I mean, do you feel pressure now to only jog with your shirt off?
Yeah, you know, I thought about it. I thought about, like...
I mean, it's your brand, Ethan.
The interviews, like, hey, let's go run in the snow without a shirt on. But honestly, I don't do that.
You got to protect the brand, man.
Yeah. Yeah, now that it's like a image, I guess. You got to keep it up.
All right, now I'm asking about the tattoos. Not that I stared at the TV and zoomed in a little on
She's
things.
She's staring right now while she asks you.
No, I'm looking at your Facebook page. But really, what are the tattoos on you? What do they say?
Which ones? I have 8 tattoos. The ones that are visible in the video are the one on my shoulder.
Yeah, and then like your pec.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. So on my shoulder, it's what's called a chi rho, the Greek letters chi and rho, and those were the first 2 letters of Jesus Christ's name, a Christos. And basically, that symbol was used in early Christianity just to denote Christ's victory over the grave and over sin and over death, and they would mark their tombs with it, and they would mark their meeting places with it, and so it's just a very, very historically rooted Christian symbol. And then on my chest, I have the words, "Your kingdom come," from the Lord's Prayer, and a lot of people think I'm Catholic because of that, if they don't know, but that's basically just explaining what I think the Christian faith is all about. It's all about advancing God's kingdom, involving everything from giving to the poor, feeding the hungry, and just reaching out to those who are victimized and lost and oppressed, and all aspects of God's kingdom. And I put it over my heart because I think that's the number one priority of all believers.
I swear to God that you sound like quite a catch. I mean, really, you've got it all pulled together. You're a college graduate, Moody Bible Institute. You have faith, and you look pretty good with no shirt on, all wet, I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, truth is, I'm not always all wet, so don't always look that good.
You would be if you worked at Wendy's house, just so you know.
No, now, come on, that's untoward and unpure, and I'm a good Catholic girl. Now you're embarrassing me. Oh. Well, I hope you find a special someone. Now, you live in Colorado, you graduated, so you moved back home. Is that why you went back there?
That's right, yeah, just to pay off some debt until I figure out where I'm going next. And actually, I got an email today about doing some African survivalist TV show type thing, so... I guess the options are out there. We'll see what happens.
Well, it sounds like you're a really wonderful human being, and easy on the eyes as well.
Can she call you again next week?
No. I'm serious.
Oh,
you sound
you
like a very nice individual, and I wish you well. And just a guy who's graduates from Moody Bible Institute, has lots of faith, runs down the street with no shirt on when it's raining and 45 degrees in December. I hope this is the beginning of something beautiful for you, Ethan.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I feel kind of bad since other people work really hard at their videos and they go viral, and I just went for a run, you know, and it just kind of happened. But, yeah, either way, God opens strange doors, so we'll see what happens.
That's it, exactly. And, I mean, there are gamers that really just sit there and play video games while millions and millions of viewers just watch them play video games. So, and they're making lots of money. It's a different world now.
I know, I've had that same thought. Like, what the heck?
You could have a jog cam. Just put it on your head.
The GoPro.
Pointed back at you so people could, you know, watch you as you run in the rain. Ethan, if you only could see with the look on Wendy's face, she would watch that. I think she'd subscribe.
Ethan's also a trainer.
I've just seen a YouTube channel that make everybody nauseous if they watch it. Get a little motion sick watching my channel.
Yeah, see, I couldn't even watch NYPD Blue. The cameras were moving so much. So, you're also a trainer. So, see, like this could be opening doors for you to do, you know, your own training YouTube channel.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know exactly what direction it's going to go, but I'll keep my eyes open and see. I'm excited.
Boy, you get some people who say, you know, look at Jim, was it Jim Fix, the guy who wrote about running all the time, and he had an untimely heart attack after running, and then there's some dude named Ethan Renaud who just goes jogging and possibly changed your whole life.
Yeah, seriously. It's unreal.
Well, congratulations. Good luck to you, and maybe we should keep in touch. I'm anxious to see if you find a girl, really. I just think that's an amazing situation that you were put in just for going for a shirtless jog.
Yeah, thanks.
Ethan, she likes her
when it happens.
She likes her fitted sheets folded, but only if you want to.
A nanny is to take care of kids,
I'm sorry.
He's making this very dirty, Ethan.
No, I'm not. I didn't mean it dirty. I just meant it's just funny to watch you right now.
Well, it was pretty fun to watch Ethan, I got to tell you.
That's
so
my point.
Nice to meet you. And let us know when you meet that special someone, and I hope you do.
Yeah, thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you later.
Good luck, Ethan.
Yes, you will.
What you meant to say is, I hope you meet someone special, and I wish you had.
I'm sorry. Have you seen him?
I know that you. Yes, he's got a great. I wanted to ask about. He must have if he had 8 tattoos. He gave us. I think he gave us the 2 most religious ones. There's got to be something in there, don't you think?
You think I could take him?
Oh
my God! You size yourself up with everyone.
No, I mean, I just. It was.
I don't know, Kevin.
I don't think I could. He's pretty diesel.
I think Kevin is smitten too.
He's a good-looking man.
He is a good-looking man. And I love the faith behind. He's a good catch, girls.
She's a little, but don't you agree, Wendy?
Yeah,
little slobbery.
We have to take a break. I gotta towel off. All right, it's 720 WGN.